Happy New Year and happy holidays, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had on the podcast this last year surrounding the case against Alec Murtaugh. As we continue to go through Alec Murtaugh mania this week, that'd be like totally what we would call it if it was radio. It's like, it's an Alec Murtaugh mania weekend.
Yeah.
Like every time you hear the Touchstones and Alec Murtaugh telling a lie, be the 10th caller and you're going to win the latest CD from
We'd be giving away a lot of CDs if that were the cue to call in.
That would be. Listen for Murtaugh telling a lie. Every song there's a lie. That'd be fun.
Tony, every time he says, I'm so sorry, boom. Here's your cue to call.
There you go. That's the cue to call. We are up to Alec Murtaugh now being sentenced by Judge Clifton Newman and his, I guess, farewell to Alec Murtaugh, which also takes place in this next segment. And this is, of course, the man who presided over the criminal proceedings for murder and also now the financial crimes proceedings. And he has also recused himself from any future financial crime proceedings, should there be any more, against Alec Murtaugh. And it's pretty much the end of the road for him. So let's hear his final words to Alec Murtaugh. As Alec walks up in a jumpsuit.
It was September of 2021 when the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court assigned me to preside over the pending investigations involving the various offenses that you're being investigated for, initially including these financial crimes and the murder cases. And I have lived with this case now for over 2 years, and I have 34 days left before active retirement. Imposing this
getting too old for this shit.
Your life will continue. I will turn the page and leave you behind. You're quite an enigma, a person that many of us thought we knew. And as I stated earlier, I can only recall you as being a fun-loving, happy person. I've never seen you sad. I've never seen you being anything other than a friendly, caring person. And it's so disappointing to see you again in this setting. I believe the last time we saw each other and you were not in jail was at a conference.
When you were not in jail.
Poolside, having a good time. And as it turns out, that was a couple of months after the passing of your wife and son. But you were having a good time. Made nothing of it. And then the Labor Day weekend events occurred. And next thing I know, I'm assigned to preside over all of your matters. Not on your matters, but others as well. And we started out with over 100 charges, indictments against various folks. And we've whittled that down to just a handful outstanding. And I'm happy to turn the page and turn not turn the remnants over to anyone else, but to certainly turn over anything pending against you to someone else. It's been said that these are white collar offenses. I've never had that distinction. I've never thought of it that way. I've looked at criminal offenses as criminal offenses. You know, three property crimes in South Carolina, you can get 10 years in prison. People have gotten 10 years for shoplifting, third offense. I've sent people into retirement for committing criminal offenses over and over and over again. But I've never thought of it as being a white-collar offense. have had employees do embezzlement. Church secretaries stole money. Preachers stolen money. Many offenses. But I never draw any distinction between a violent crime and other crimes. Certainly the law makes a distinction, and many violent crimes are non-parole offenses. The plea I'm accepting with you, you must serve 85% of the time. The parties have indicated that they are the victims to the extent that they can be called victims there. That's my preferred term for the group of people who have been preyed upon or victimized. They've all indicated that they would like for the court to accept the negotiated sentence. It is a stern sentence. The question was asked, what kind of animal are you? You're an enigmatic person. I don't know that you understand yourself. What comes to mind is a young man that I sentenced to death penalty for killing a police officer and setting his body on fire. And though personally I was opposed to capital punishment, he was sentenced to death. And in writing up that sentence report, I concluded that he was heartless. He was just empty. And when I see you and I listen to you and I reflect on all that I've seen since being appointed, assigned to these cases, you come closest to that young man being empty. I don't see anything. I tried to reach you at sentencing in the other case. I've listened to you here today, and I don't see anything there. Hopefully something will emerge within your spirit, within your soul. Certainly, being a person of your age and intelligence and experience, you have a lot to offer to the people that you encounter on a daily basis in the institution. And I think it's admirable that you, you've indicated that you will help them and continue to try to do good by them. You'll certainly have a lot of opportunity to do that. You know, as we look at all of us, you know, none of us are perfect. Many of us do things that we shouldn't do. It's just unimaginable to me that you have done some of the things that you've done. And whether it's you or someone you become upon using drugs or through the process of just committing the crimes over and over, over the period of years, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know who I'm speaking to now.
Which Alec, by the way, in his rambling speech that we eventually gave up on, does at some point kind of do like a the more you know PSA in the middle of it, going, you get into drugs, seek professional help. And he gives a good 10 minutes on the virtues of seeking professional help before it's too late.
So he's thank goodness there. For that.
Just want to get that little tidbit out there.
But being a person of power and influence, and the question is raised of what type of character do you have a person who would prey upon folks who are vulnerable and who are of a lower perceived estate than you, how you would prey upon those people, people who you say you love, and you would capitalize on a disparity of what you have versus what they had and what they need and what they desired. You know, in my years, I know of no greater joy as a lawyer that I've had during my 47 years as a lawyer than the joy of giving, of having a satisfied client, of delivering good results for a client and experiencing that joy with them. I can think of no greater joy than I've experienced in being able to deliver on behalf of a client. And I'm sure you've experienced that joy as well until you decided that the only joy you're concerned about was your own. I take no joy at all in imposing this sentence, but it is what it is. And you'll have to suffer the consequences of your acts, continue to suffer the consequences. And and hopefully some good will come out of you as you move forward.
I don't know that he suffers. I mean, he always, you know, even in prison, he seems very...
There are a number of indictments, and you'll get an individual sentence as to each one. An indictment.
So he goes through all the indictments, and that's a long list. I'm going to try and move forward to
an indictment ending in...
To the end.
This serious kind of offenses under
interesting.
The law. Subjects you to this three strikes law.
How this wraps up, especially his reaction.
You are given credit for time served pursuant to section 241340 to be calculated by the South Carolina Department of Corrections. I think that completes the sentence. Anything further regarding this sentence?
Your Honor, just for clarification. And I think the sentencing sheets reflect this, but he's got all those sentences concurrent for 20,
yes.
And then there's one seven-year consecutive sentence. So he's got a 27-year sentence, 85% parole
yes.
eligible, I mean, max out.
Yes.
Right.
And it's reflected on the sentencing sheet.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Any comment about that, Mr. Waters or Mr.?
That is correct, Your Honor. There's 20 years at 85% and then a 7 at 85%. And again, those are no parole offenses, meaning got to do 85%.
Right.
Or more, depending on how he behaves.
And he laughs.
Of court. Mr. Murdaugh, any final comments?
No, sir. I will just reiterate what I
Oh, here
say.
We go. He's not
all
done.
You.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you,
thank you, Your Honor, and enjoy being with you.
Yes, sir. Very well. Enjoy being with you as well.
So, what the laughing? It was as long as he behaves is the line that was said, I think, by Creighton Waters, and then you went from Alec looking very kind of stoic, kind of maybe he's feeling something here, maybe he's not. It's really kind of hard to tell. To literally, he started laughing, like you could hear his and his body movements went to humor, which I found kind of odd at that moment in time. Thoughts?
Well, it might be that awkward laughter that people do in uncomfortable situations, but
yeah.
Coming from him, it may be a whole different thing. The judge, I thought, was really calculated in what he was saying. He touched on you know, the what kind of animal are you portion of the show. Mm-hmm. And I wish he would have expounded a little more on that. But mm-hmm. again, you know, he's what, 34 days from retirement. He probably just didn't feel like getting into it.
Yeah. We will now have to watch and see where all of this goes. The reality is he could be out in 27 years, but he has the murder. Yeah, he does. But Becky Hill is accused of she's accused of jury tampering. It's confusing because you have mom and son now, both with allegations against them. The son's been charged. Jeffrey Colton Hill, who was the Colton County Information Technology Director, charged with wiretapping. We don't know how that's related, if at all, to the Alec Murdaugh case, but again, kind of when
there's something in the water down there. We live in the Midwest. I live in Wisconsin. Is there something in the water that just makes people feel infallible, that they can do whatever they want to do without consequence?
South Carolina seems like a really interesting place because there's a lot of that that goes. Throw Utah and Idaho in there as well. We seem to have lot of cases in those two very specific areas. So with that, the door is closed on Alec Murdaugh for now. And I think that is the key point in that. For now.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now